It is 8:07 on the morning show, Thursday morning, October 3rd. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning. A beautiful Thursday.
It is. It's going to be a nice day today. Even though, granted, it's a very small chance of a shower tonight. But hey, we need it. You know, any shower is a great one. Well, it is time for Community Conversations today, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering advanced personalized care. And you can find them online with their own construction project going on. Get updated there at fcmc.us.com. Well, we have a two for today, Kate Winkleman. Do you want to do the honors on who's sitting next to you?
We sure do have a two for today, and it's a good twofer. First of all, up first is Chief Hugh Anderson, giving us all the deets of what's going on in the Charles City Police Department. Then we'll switch over to Sam Deverell because it is Fire Prevention Week.
And it's coming up.
Coming
fire
up.
Fire prevention next week. But
first off, Chief Anderson, good morning.
Good morning.
Always love having you in here.
Because we're telling stories before we go on the air.
All the good stuff.
Which I think we were speaking when Chris came on, so I apologize for that. My voice was probably overriding that.
I gave you a heads up before I cracked the mic. But, you know, lots of things happening in Charles City. Of course, just over the past couple of weeks, we've had an uptick in car burglaries.
We have. A lot of car burglaries, and it's something that's very easily preventable. And when we can't, I guess, encourage people anymore, but just lock your vehicles. Please lock your vehicles. Take your belongings out of them. If you have your purse, don't leave it in there overnight, even in your garage. And a lot of people think, well, it's in my garage. I'm not going to lock it in my garage. Well, then they forget to lock the side door of the garage. And so most of the crimes that happen are crimes of opportunity. We don't have people normally breaking windows, normally breaking into garages, breaking locks or anything else. They go around and it's a crime of opportunity. So if your stuff is not secure, there's a good chance that somebody's going to take it. If your kids leave their bikes in the front yard, somebody's going to take it and ride it to the other side of town because it's an easy mode of transportation for them to get across. So just had a big rash and actually up on the south side of town. And I don't know if Chris wants thank you or not, but thank you very much to Chris. What we do is we ask for videos. Chris is always willing to give videos here at the station when we have something happen downtown. Chris gave us some videos, gave us some information. We do have charges pending on a person there. They ended up breaking into several cars and actually ended up stealing then a vehicle. I'm taking it through McDonald's drive-through. Had to get something to eat in between.
So,
thank you to McDonald's. So, but what that involves, I mean, if you think about that, so that involves the officer going and speaking with every victim. Involves the officer going around to each house and asking, you know, do you have video? And can we see your video? Then it involves the officer going to the businesses, whether it be McDonald's, and then they have to go where the credit card gets used that was stolen. Some of those were out of town, and so then he goes and looks out of town, and he gets those videos. So he drives down to Green the other day, he drives down to Nashway, drives to different towns. So it involves a lot of time to do this. And like I said, this is easily preventable on the end of the victim. So lock your vehicles up, take your belongings out, don't leave your keys in your vehicle. If you can help it, just secure things in general. The other thing we have is usually around this time is going to be an uptick in criminal mischief. So if you see the kids out running around, the teenagers, the young adults running around in the middle of the night, and you hear something breaking or you hear something, give us a call. Don't wait till the next morning. A lot of times you'll wake up and you'll see your neighbor's stuff is broken, their lawn ornaments or something, and then people are like, yeah, I heard something at 3:00 in the morning. We're up, and there's an officer out, so give a call then. Even though you're not up, we're out patrolling. So if you guys do hear something, call. So
yeah, it's about the time we see a whole bunch of pumpkins being smashed in the road.
It is. Maybe down our new main street here, so we'll probably see something. They're out grinding right now in front of us as we speak, so... Yeah, if you see something, call. And I can't, I guess, encourage people more about that. So even in the middle of the night, a lot of times people are like, well, I don't want to bug them in the middle of the night. Well, that's usually when we want to be bugged because we want to catch people in the act if we can.
Definitely.
So
now you're talking about Halloween and all that. Are you doing anything for the Spook Walk coming up later?
We are. Spook Walk's 28th this month, 4:30. And we've had dry weather this entire time, so let's pray for dry weather on that one day. It would be nice if we had the rain tonight. We definitely need the rain. Spook Walk is a phenomenal time for us to be able to meet K kids and families. It's just there's a lot of people come out to that, a very good thing that Community Revite puts on, and it's just a great time to meet people, an awesome time. Even if you're don't have young children or grandchildren and you want to take a walk, come and take a walk. It's behind the churches there. It comes down behind City Hall and then goes behind the churches all the way down to Leland, to St. Mary's. But you get to see all the costumes, and the costumes, most of them are just aghast. They're just hilarious. There's some homemade ones. We'll take pictures with all the youngsters. You can always look at our Facebook page if they want to take a picture with us. So really good time.
It's always fun down there.
Pretty sure you're going to see a Taylor Swift or two.
Probably.
Or in the costume. Are we talking about you dressing up as Taylor Swift? Oh, okay.
And Ninja Turtles and something else is back.
Oh, yeah.
Really big this year.
Ninja Turtles was way back in the day.
Yes.
And it's resurfaced.
Yes. There's another, I can't even remember what the other one is, but somebody said, I'm trying to buy a gift for a young person. They're like, either Ninja Turtles or this. And I was like, man, are we back in the 80s and 90s?
Yeah.
So.
And of course, trick-or-treating coming up. I believe that's Halloween night.
It is.
Right? 5:30 until 7:30.
I think.
Of course, yes. Charles City Police Department has a big presence in town as well, driving around, making sure the kids are safe.
So. Again, be safe. It's really easy to, it's normally cold then, so you put your coat on over your costume, and then the kids are in a hurry to get across the street to get to the next house with the light on. And so just try to watch your kids and tell them to cross. But we do try to make it around there. And most people are very respective and drive slowly. But you always get that one person that may be in a hurry to go to work or go somewhere. So try to watch your kids on those days, and we'll be out too. So
definitely, if you can find something reflective, slap
that
on your kid.
Yeah, good idea. Or it's really easy now. They make these little, you know, LED flashers.
Yes.
Attach one of those to your kid's back, to their backpack, to their front. Attach it somewhere on them. Attach three of them, five of them, and they can, I don't know what that costume will be, but attach a whole bunch of little LED flashers, and then the kids, it's easy for you to locate your kid then also when they're running from house to house. So
at that point, aren't you just an alien? You know, all these flashing.
Well, yeah, something to that effect anyway.
Oh, awesome. Well, awesome work for you, Chief Hugh Anderson. Do you want to give an intro to who else is in studio?
I will. Sam here, Chief Devereaux. Really happy to have him on board. Like we said last month, is very excited to have him here. He's been phenomenal in the job he's doing and just continues, I guess, to actually surprise me and to surprise the city itself and what his knowledge that he knows and his work ethic. Really good guy to have on our team. We're very happy to have him. I guess I can't say anymore. I don't want to gush too much over here. There's not a bromance going here, but
oh boy.
Sam and I, he's a really good guy. So thank you guys for having me. Sam's got a lot to talk about, I'm sure.
All right.
You guys have a good day.
You too. Thanks a lot, Chief. So we do have the fire chief in studio. Sam, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And it's a busy week for you next week, of course, where you're talking about Fire Prevention Week. Give us a lowdown on what the week's all about.
Yeah, next week, October 6th to the 12th, is Fire Prevention Week. This year's theme is Smoke Alarms, Make Them Work for You. Smoke alarms, they help save people's lives and stuff by alerting them that there's smoke in the atmosphere of their residence. According to the NFPA, working smoke alarms help reduce the risk of dying by 54%.
Wow.
3 in 5 deaths occur in homes with no smoke alarms or they are not working properly. More than one third of home fire deaths result in homes with no smoke alarms. Things you should be doing is making sure you have an installed smoke alarm in each bedroom, in the hallway to each area of the residence, and on each level to include your basement.
Didn't think of that.
And stuff. And then you want to make sure that we have smoke alarms that meet all family members' needs, you know, so that way people that maybe have sensory or physical disabilities and stuff, they do make special smoke alarms for them.
Okay.
And stuff. And want to make sure that we're testing them at least once a month.
Yeah, definitely.
And then changing out the batteries for some of the older ones. The newer ones now come with a 10-year battery. And so then they're good for 10 years, which is also the lifespan of a smoke alarm and a CO detector. So every 10 years, you should be replacing them.
I've seen some smoke alarms now, and they might be newer models to where When one smoke alarm goes off in your house, they all go off in your house. They're linked up together. And I think that's an awesome idea, because if you're in a bedroom that's on the other side of the house and you have a fire on, say, the other side of the house, it'd be nice to know that.
It is great. It is great. What is not great is when the batteries are starting to die and you hear this tiny little beep.
Oh, the chirping.
And the chirp. And you cannot figure out which one it is.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Didn't think of
you
that.
You have to go around and check each battery. Like,
is it that one? Is it that? Oh, no, it's just a game. But yeah, very, very important to have.
That's a reminder that you didn't properly change out your batteries once a year. That's in those, right. So
like when we change out batteries, there's the time change, like the fall back? Is that what
if that's what you decide in your house to do it on the time change, you can do it at time change, or you can do it like now during fire prevention week. Sure. It all depends. Just always do it at the same time every year. You can do it twice a year
doesn't hurt.
The spring and the fall at the time change, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't hurt.
But at least once a year on the older smoke detectors, you want to make sure that you're changing them out for the 9-volt batteries. The new ones, they have a sealed battery in them, so you can't change them out and stuff. So,
so you have to replace the whole unit. Okay.
So the whole unit and stuff. You can still get the ones with 9-volt battery, but they do make the ones, because they are NFPA kind of came out and said that 10 years is the lifespan of them. And we found that with a lot of them, you know, we go to calls and stuff where people have ones that are over 10 years old and they're malfunctioning and stuff, saying, hey, there's smoke, or same way with CO, you know, it's saying there's a CO alarm.
Sure.
And there's not, we're not getting readings in the atmosphere. So,
yeah. And another thing with smoke alarms and all that is don't paint over them. I've noticed a lot of, I'm a big painter. Years ago, I used to paint with my stepdad. And we would go into these the rental units that would have painted over smoke alarms.
Really?
Which they have right on there, do not paint. So it's just,
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe they just get discolored and people want to match them up to their roof. But nonetheless, don't paint them either. Now, the fire department's going to be big into the school districts coming up. Is it this week, next?
Next week, starting on Monday. We're visiting some local preschools and then also the elementary schools. We also have some elementary schools coming to the fire station to walk through it and give them a tour and talk about fire prevention and stuff. So that way, hopefully they take that home with them and, you know, some make sure they're being fire safe at home.
I always thought that was an exciting thing when in elementary school and you get to meet the fire chief.
I know, right?
Ooh, this is cool.
You get the tour of the station and the trucks, and maybe if you're lucky, you might be able to run the lights and sirens too a little bit. But that was a big, big highlight when I was younger too. Now, all this fire talk, of course, we are in a burn ban here in Floyd County. It's obviously really dry, no rain for the past several weeks. Talk about the burn ban, what it is, what you can and can't do during a burn ban.
Being we've had some dry weather, we've had approximately 3 inches of rain in August, approximately 1 inch of rain in September, and there's none in the forecast. The conditions are, you know, it's fall, so the vegetation's going dormant, and so it makes it more prone for fires. And then especially like on high windy days like yesterday afternoon and stuff, so once a fire does go, then it's easily can get out of control. The wind just pushes it on, helps feed that fire, and really makes it difficult to get it back under control then and extinguish it and stuff. So then it puts a lot of people in danger and property in danger and stuff, so we want to try to prevent that. And so
It's been a strange year. This is not the first time this year we've been in a burn ban.
Well, see, if you would have asked us, like, oh, I don't know, 3-4 months ago when it was completely drenched outside, nobody would have ever thought it would have been this dry.
But prior to that, we were in a burn ban.
Burn ban coming into this year. Yeah. And then the spring, we just had an abundant amount of rain. And so
it's been crazy.
Yes.
So in addition to all that, of course, the fire department is going to be holding their annual pancake breakfast. Talk about that. When is it?
Yes, Sunday, October 13th from 8 a.m. to 12 or lunchtime. Then we'll be having the pancake breakfast at the Charles City Fire Department. There's also going to be some local businesses donated some items that will be up for silent auction. during this event. So stop by and get some good pancakes and help support the local fire department.
Best pancakes in the area for sure. Now, you have a social media page for Terrell City Fire Rescue. Just talk about general ways for our listeners to reach out to the fire department.
You can always call the fire department. We do have a Facebook page as well. You can get on there and comment any questions you have. Stop by the fire department. If you see the chief's cars there, you can always stop by and talk. I usually have coffee on till noon. So
perfect. Now, before I let you go, we were talking about smoke alarms. We didn't talk about fire extinguishers, and I have a few actually in my house that are they need filled. Is that still something the fire department does?
We do, unless it's got a plastic nozzle on or a plastic head on it.
Okay.
We don't service plastic heads. You should have your fire extinguisher. You should be checking it every month, and then once a year bring it in for a weigh-in tag. We do it that, and then every 6 years they get a maintenance, and every 12 years a hydro test.
All right.
And well, we do that here at the
We have our work cut out for us here. That's what we're going to go do right now. Check those out. So thank you very much, Sam, for joining us. And as always, stop in if you ever want to come back.
All right. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you very much. It is 8:23. We have your North Iowa weather coming up, plus Alicia Keys next.